When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I feel like at this point I have more updates than I have drama content, which is actually so funny. I think it's because I think a lot, because I told her about Week Hero Class 1 and she was like traumatized after that. And so I was trying to ask like what she thought about the ending of Queen Maker, but then she said something, I don't want to spoil it for anyone who hasn't watched it, and then I was like, hold up, that has nothing to do with Queen Maker. And then my mind went straight to Mr. Queen and I was like, are you kidding me? So basically now I know the ending and I don't think I'm ever going to complete Mr. Queen. I'm sorry guys. So I think tonight actually I'm going to try to watch the movie with Park Seo Joon and IU. I saw a trailer. I don't know if I'm really interested, but I do want to check it out because it's Park Seo Joon and I miss that fool. So I'm gonna watch that and I will bring content on it. I'm not going to make content for either of the dramas. Like, I'm not going to make content for The Real Has Come and I'm not making content for it once again. But I just wanted to let you guys know that I am watching it. It's quite important that I'm watching it because that explains why I'm not watching anything else. Right now, actually, I am watching See You in My 19th Life. I'm taking that slowly because I actually like it. Whenever I want something that's not so chaotic or dramatic, then I know I can just watch like 15 minutes of that. So expect that to be content. I want to make it the content for September, but that made me think, do you guys want me to spread out drama content, like episodes on actual K-dramas, or do you guys want me to just put them out as I watch them, and then whenever I don't ever watch dramas, then we're just going to have a drought of K-drama content? Does that make any sense? Like, do you want it spread out or do you want it back to back? Please let me know in the comments if you don't mind, or yeah, please. Okay. So right now I have watched The Good Bad Mom. Obviously I'm going to complete See You in My 19th Life really soon because I am on episode 7 and I think it only has 12 episodes. So I did the math, right? I can tell that someone rated this a 4.5 out of everyone who rated the podcast. First of all, thank you so much if you have rated the podcast on Spotify or whatever platform you listen on. I only can see Spotify because that's the only one I've tried to check. But anyway, so thanks so much if you did leave a review and a rating for this podcast. However, I want to know your thoughts. Like, why did you give it a 4.5? Like, why not a 5? So yes, please let me know. I think the easiest way for me to see it is if you like leave a comment on a regular episode. I always leave like a section for you guys to do that on Spotify. Once again, listen on Spotify. I think that is the most convenient platform to listen on. I don't know if you guys actually like left detailed reviews, but as of now, I cannot read whatever reviews you left. I can only see the rating, which I still appreciate. So thank you so much guys for whoever did that. Hi guys, I have not held a mic in a long time. Today is July what? Today is July 21st. I'm supposed to be on hiatus, but I need to record this so I can get it out on the 1st of August. Usually I update on the 10th, 20th, and 30th of each month, or the 28th for February. But I want to put this out on August 1st because, number one, y'all have not heard my recent voice in a long time since I haven't recorded since June. And two, I do want to get out something since like there's a huge gap. I did put out content on the 15th of July. And I know I do sound weird, guys. Sorry about that. I don't want to take off my eyeliners because it hurts. I just put them in and it hurts really bad. So bear with me. Anyway, this should be less than 5 minutes. I just wanted to record and let you guys know a few updates. I think the most obvious one is that I changed the name of this podcast. If you guys remember a few episodes ago, I did mention that I wanted to change the name of this podcast for different reasons. You can listen to my reasons. I think the episode was titled I'll Be Real With You Guys. So yes, I decided to keep it simple and just call this a K-drama podcast because that's exactly what it is. Once again, the umbrella like name of this podcast, whatever this is your Chingu, right? Like as a content creator, I am your Chingu, and that's what my content creation is, if that makes any sense. And so then everything falls under your Chingu. So I decided to just call the AK Drama Podcast by your Chingu because that's exactly what it is. I didn't want to be fancy. I just wanted to keep it real simple. Okay, guys, this sounds really weird. I'm going to take off the lighters because I hate how I sound. So give me a second. Okay, hopefully I sound different. Imagine I don't, then that was a waste of my time. But anyway, like I was saying, so I changed the name of this podcast. That was the first update I wanted to let you guys know. What else? I feel like I have to repeat everything I said before I took them off, but never mind. I feel like y'all can still understand what I was saying. So I did take a hiatus, or I did go on a mini hiatus in July. Technically, I should not be recording right now, but I am. I think another update is that Kim Obin and Suzy are going to be in a drama movie. Not sure. I made a note of it, but I didn't put the title, so y'all can search that up. I hope it is legit and it's not just like a fan-made whatever. I did take down a lot more episodes without compromising. Like, every time I listen to an episode and I cringe, I'm just like, it has to go. So that being said, I just wanted to remind you guys that once again, this podcast used to have way more episodes than it does. But I took down a lot because I had bad sound quality and I was in my fangirl era, and that's just so cringe. Also, there is a poll I put out where I asked you guys the type of content that you wanted or that you liked best, and the content where I do like reading 20 dramas got votes, so I think I will try to do more of those. I do like the My Drama List content these days. I think I need to put out another poll, but yes, I will try to make more reading dramas I've watched content. I actually enjoy those. Like, sometimes I forget I've watched a drama, and then when I'm going through my list, I'm like, oh dang, I don't even remember that. So yes, I will try to do more of those. Also, I do want to watch Hidden Love. That is a C-drama. I know this podcast is primarily K-dramas, but I might start bringing content on C-dramas since I watched them anyway. Might as well not waste my time just watching. I think I should bring content. I did get myself into Lighter and His Princess, or Lighter and Princess. I don't even remember what it's called. But if you guys remember, that is a C-drama someone recommended. It has been trying to get me to watch, and I just couldn't move past episode 4. But I did get to episode 20, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know why it's so hyped up, guys. Like, I know I might get a lot of hate for saying this, but I just don't get it. Like, it's not that great. Or maybe because, like, you guys hyped it up so much. Right now, I'm looking for why you guys did. And I can't find it. So, I don't know. I don't know if I'm the problem or if it's actually not that great. But the good thing is I did get myself into it, so I should be able to complete that. Not that it matters, but yeah, just an update since I did mention it in the past. Also, I am attempting to watch Is It Okay to Not Be Okay, guys? I feel like every time I promise this, I should facepalm myself because I never actually go through with the promise. But if I do watch it, I will bring content. And I think I should just let you guys know right now that I will not be completing Mr. Queen. So I showed my mom Queen Maker, right? And my sister, who doesn't watch K-dramas, also, like, she came in towards the end. I think she watched from like episode 9 to 11, right? And so afterwards, I was asking her, oh, what do you think of Queen Maker? Like, did you like the ending? Actually, no. So the thing is, like, I always force her to listen to my K-drama recap. So I always tell her about K-dramas that I watch, right? And she told me that I should stop telling her K-dramas with unsatisfying endings because I told her about Weak Hero Class 1 and she was like traumatized after that. And so I was trying to ask like what she thought about the ending of Queen Maker. But then she was like, she basically spoiled Mr. Queen for me. Because when she heard Queen Maker, automatically, she thought about Mr. Queen. Because she did watch Mr. Queen. She really likes Shin Hye-sun. Because I showed her 30 plus 17 in the past. And she really loves that. And then she watched Mr. Queen by herself, which I'm so proud of. But anyway, so then she spoiled Mr. Queen. Like, she spoiled the ending for me. I asked her, I was like, so what did you think about the ending of Queen Maker? And she said something, I don't want to spoil it for anyone who hasn't watched it. And then I was like, hold up, that has nothing to do with Queen Maker. And then my mind went straight to Mr. Queen and I was like, are you kidding me? So basically, now I know the ending and I don't think it's worth watching. So yeah, I don't think I'm ever going to complete Mr. Queen. I'm sorry, guys. That was going to be the first historical drama I ever completed. Y'all know this. But yeah, that is that. Hopefully, I should be able to get into historical dramas in the nearest future. I don't know when, but in the nearest future, guys. What else did I want to let you guys know? Wait, what the heck? I have been recording for 11 minutes. I literally said this was going to be less than 5 minutes. Anyway, let's keep going. Yes, I did attempt to watch Family, The Unbreakable Bond. If you guys remember, I told you I was hyped for the drama with Jang Hyuk and Jang Nara. However, I don't think I can. Like, I got to episode 3, but there's just something about it that I'm not really feeling. Like, even my Fate to Love You fangirl heart cannot sit through it. So, like, a part of me wants to watch it because I know, like, it's Jeonhyuk and Jangnara. But then it's actually not that interesting. Like, I'm sorry. I don't know if I'll ever complete it, but I did start that. Also, I continued. The Real Has Come. That is a family drama with Ah Ji-hyun. That is so funny. I don't know why the hell I'm wasting my time. Like, it is so chaotic, so problematic. Like, the characters get on my nerves, but I'm still watching. I actually put it on hold. So I got to episode 24 and there were only like 26 episodes out. And so I put it on hold and I told myself I'm going to keep watching in September. But I gave in like 2 days ago and I continued. And there are only 34 episodes out right now and I'm on episode 30. So... it is just so problematic. Like, at this point I'm watching on double speed and 2x speed. I mean, oh yeah, that is double speed. Anyway, I'm watching on 2x speed and I am fast forwarding a lot of irrelevant parts in my opinion, but still, like, it is so addictive. Like, is it addictive or addicting? Anyway, y'all get what I'm trying to say. Also, I am watching See You in My 19th Life. I do remember when I started right after watching The Good Bad Mom. But then I wasn't feeling it, so then I just continued watching Lighter His Princess. But now I think I want to actually complete it. If I'm able to complete it, I think I will bring content on it. I'm currently on episode 6. I know I said I wasn't feeling it, but there's just something about it. Like, it's not that amazing in my opinion, but sometimes I crave it. Like, sometimes I want to watch it. I do want to bring content on it, so I'm going to reserve any more comments on it. Expect content on it, most likely. I don't know. And yeah, so the final thing I wanted to mention is that I will be bringing content on The Good Bad Mom. I did watch it. It is so good, guys. So good. I need to record for that right after this. I will try to get it out on the 10th of this month. Not this month. On the 10th of August. Once again, today is what? Today is July 21st. And I will attempt to get out this episode I'm recording right now on the 1st. And then I'll put out Good Bad Mom on the 10th. And then we'll just continue 20th, 30th, 10th, 20th, 30th, and so on. August is just going to be special-ish because I actually ruined the upload schedule. Because I did put out content on the 15th of this month and not on the 10th. So I need to record for that. And that's that. I think that's all I wanted to mention to you guys. Hopefully that is it. I hope I didn't forget anything.
A few moments later.
By the way, today is what? Today is July 28th. I am recording so frequently when I should be on hiatus. But anyway, I feel like at this point I have more updates than I have drama content, which is actually so funny. I think it's because I think a lot. And I just like process my thought and I'm like, oh, I should let you guys know this. Or if I said something in the past, I'm like, I need to let you guys know a recent update related to it. Anyway, another thing I wanted to let you guys know is that I am currently watching Once Again. Guys, hear me out. I don't know what is wrong with me, but I keep craving family dramas. And even though I told myself I was going to stop watching The Real Has Come, I've actually watched the most recent episode that's out, and that's episode 36. And I just, yeah, I need something. So I decided to start Once Again. I saw clips of that in the past and it actually looked pretty good and it has good ratings. So I'm going to watch that while I wait for The Real Has Come to be done airing. I'm going to wait for all of the episodes of The Real Has Come to be out before I continue so I can just finish it. Like, I'm going to watch it on double speed and skip irrelevant parts. I just want to watch Jang Se-jin fall. Like, I just really want to watch all the villains and antagonists. Like, I just want to watch them crumble, and that's why I'm staying. As annoying and irritating as the plot is and as dumb as it is, the only reason I am sitting through that drama is because I really want to watch justice at the end. So yes, that's an update. I'm not going to make content for either of the dramas. Like, I'm not going to make content for The Real Has Come, and I'm not making content for it Once Again. But I just wanted to let you guys know that I am watching it. It's quite important that I'm watching it because that explains why I'm not watching anything else. Right now, actually, I am watching See You in My 19th Life. I'm taking that slowly because whenever I want something that's not so chaotic or dramatic, then I know I can just watch like 15 minutes of that. So expect that to be content. I want to make it the content for September. But that made me think. do you guys want me to spread out drama content, like episodes on actual K-dramas, or do you guys want me to just put them out as I watch them? And then whenever I don't ever watch dramas, then we're just going to have a drought of K-drama content. Does that make any sense? Like, do you want it spread out or do you want it back to back? Please let me know in the comments if you don't mind, or yeah, please. Okay. So right now I have watched The Goodbye Mom. Obviously I'm going to complete Seeing My 19th Life really soon because I am on episode 7 and I think it only has 12 episodes. And so I'm definitely going to complete that before the end of July. No, before, yeah, it's actually possible. No, because today is the 28th. That is not possible. So I can actually complete that before the end of August for sure. So I'm saying, should I put out content for it in August or should I hold on to it and put it out in September? So that way we have drama content for every month. So that's the question I'm asking. Do you guys want me to put episodes out on multiple dramas in a month or do you want me to spread it out? And then if I never watch dramas in September, then we're not going to have a drama in September. Anyway, I don't know if you guys were going to give me a response, but that's just what I'm thinking. So I don't know if I want to put it out soon because I actually have 3 other drama contents that I have recorded. I recorded them in June, but they're all C drama or T, C and T, because one is a C drama. I think one is a C drama, one is a C movie, and one is a T movie. So yeah, I have 3 different episodes that I have recorded. I've not edited them, but I do have those and I'm holding on to it for like a time where I don't have anything to put out. And also I do want to watch the movie Dream, the one with Park Seo Joon and IU. They just put it on Netflix and I'm like, why not? So I don't know if I want to check that out. Maybe I should. I think I'll check that out and then I will bring content on it. I don't know if I'll put out content on that in August or September. That's the point. Like, I don't know if I should be spreading it out or if I should just put them out as I watch. Guys, it will really help if you guys give me feedback so I can know what exactly to do, because like it doesn't affect me, it affects you guys. Like, what do you guys want to hear? Do you want to hear content on dramas back to back, or do you want to hear drama content, my drama list content, chat with me, reading dramas, and so on? Like, do you want it spread out or do you want it back to back? I think that's all I wanted to let you guys know. Let's see. Something I actually found that was like, Solina and Yoon Chi-yoon were actually in a movie. I was so shocked because I didn't know they ever acted together. I watched a trailer and I don't know if I want to watch that right now. So if I do watch it, maybe I'll bring out content, but it is a movie, so it's not going to be the only content I put out if I do put it out. I don't have the energy to record for The Goodbye Mom now. But I'm going to attempt to do that. Anyway, thank you so much guys for tuning in. I'm so glad that you did. Oh, before that. So future content to expect is content on the Someday or One Day movie. And when I was recording that, I actually gave up. So I think I stopped halfway and I was like, I will come back and do it. But I don't think I did an outro. So just be aware that that episode might not have an outro. It might just like stop abruptly. Like, I don't know. I don't know how I concluded when I was recording. But yes, I did give up because I was supposed to go back and continue recording. I was just like, it's not worth my time. Anyway, thank you so much guys for tuning in. I'm so glad that you did. If you like content like this, and if you don't mind, please check out previous episodes and come back for more and new content. Alrighty guys, annyeong. Okay, the second update is that I want to take this opportunity to ask you guys to leave detailed reviews. So thanks so much if you did leave a review and a rating for this podcast. However, I want to know why you gave it a 4.5. Like, why not a 5? Like, I actually want to know what I can change to make it better. Or like, I want to know your thoughts. Like, why did you give it a 4.5? Like, I actually want to know so that I can listen to your critique? What is that one word? Your constructive feedback. That's the word I was looking for. So yes, please let me know. I think the easiest way for me to see it is if you like leave a comment on a regular episode. I always leave like a section for you guys to do that on Spotify. Once again, listen on Spotify. I think that is the most convenient platform to listen on because the platform that I use that hosts this podcast is owned by Spotify. So I think that's why they have all the perks. Once again, this is not sponsored by Spotify. But yes, listen on Spotify if you want to or not. And please leave a rating if you want to or not. I don't know if you guys actually like left detailed reviews, but as of now, I cannot read whatever reviews you left. I can only see the rating, which I still appreciate. So thank you so much, guys, for whoever did that. It's so funny though, like I was listening to Park Seo Joon's episode. I don't know if I ended up taking it down, but I sound so distracted on it. Actually, I think I left it up. I left it up because I find it funny and I want you guys to like go listen to it. Like I was clearly playing with things, like I was playing around with things. You can literally hear it in the background. I sound so distracted. I just think that's so funny. So you guys listen to that episode if I still have it up. What else did I want to say? It's crazy because it's so hyped up and I'm like, why is it hyped up? Like, I do like the actor. He wasn't Secret. No, he wasn't Our Secret or My Secret. What is it called? Anyway, I do appreciate the actor. I've never watched the actress. I think her name is Zhao Luxi or something like that. But I have been seeing her everywhere. I feel like every single drama I search up, she is the female lead in it. So I do want to watch it. Hopefully that is not a flop. And please, guys, do not forget to leave a rating and a review on whatever platform you listen on. I would specifically request a review on Spotify. And if you were the person who gave it a 4.5, then please let me know why you did. I want to know if it is something I can change or if you just don't like the podcast. I don't blame you, but I actually want to know why you gave it a 4.5. All right, you guys, peace.